Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Wellness Show this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome in, welcome in. We're getting ready. Glad you're in. I didn't see that.
Just keep talking to one another.
Yep. Go ahead. Today, we want to welcome you in to our topic, and it's called The Human Body Energy Clock. What activates to engage, what activities to engage in at the most optimal time of the day. I think that's an interesting activity. Well, we're going to go through all of this, and actually we're going to give you different, how your body reacts at different times of the day, and suggestions on what to do at different times of the day, and which oil supports that, and that are the health implications for a mismanaged energy clock. It is so exciting. I mean, that's why these shows are so exciting, and I appreciate Mia. She puts stuff together for us, and how the body is just clocked, you know, and we know that just by knowing Jesus. So he teaches that in the
mind. Yeah, it's hard in the mind.
And what is our verse of the day?
The verse of the day, yeah, it is John 15:5, and what is it that it says? I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can be nothing.
It's Juan 15:5. Yo soy la vid, vosotros los pámpanos. El que permanece en mí, yo en él. Este lleva mucho tiempo, porque separado de mí, nada puede ser.
Nada.
Beautiful.
I just love it. She just delivers it so beautiful.
Okay, so what this is here is the energy clock is what some know as the circadian rhythm, and that's something that has been taught since biblical times. There's proof, they have documents dating back to Jesus' time, and it really talks about the ebb and flow of how your body is during the day. So it comes through there. It was really popularized by Chinese medicine, and then from there, of course, Europeans took it over and ran with it a little more, and now we have it, and they call it the energy clock. It's tools that are like first shifters, people that work regular, normal business hours. Now, if you are a second shifter or a third shifter or a swing shifter, you just modify it, just turn it, because your body will still produce for you. And that's for people that have been doing that for a long time, because it does take a while to readjust yourself.
And it's actually very hard to readjust that, because the body was made to, to function during the day, you know, to start your day,
right.
6, 7 in the morning, 5 in the morning, you know. Especially, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, farmers, I mean,
the
clock was the sun.
Exactly, yes.
The clock was the sun, so you start the morning when the guy is back.
When the
rose
grows, you know. Now, it's a way to organize your days and to have blissful and productive nights. So for me, knowledge helps me figure. I want to know why. I've always wanted to know why. So when I know why and I have a reason, then I'm okay. I'm content with it. And I'm like, okay, let's do that then. Makes sense. So I thought, well, there's got to be people surely that are like me that don't know why. The idea that an energy clock, what it runs on, is that the organization of your day contributes to your overall health. And in fact, your body has time when it's best to do certain things. Like in here, for example, we'll get into it really in depth. For example, one thing I thought that was pretty cool. When you schedule surgeries, you need to schedule them between 10 a.m. and 3:30. Because
that's so interesting.
The best times for organization, fastest reflex time, and where a person is more alert. I don't know about you, but if somebody is getting in on me for surgery, I want you alert.
That's good to know, because sometimes they have you coming in at 7, and they'll do the surgery at 8.
Yeah.
And
we always say,
is the doctor awake? Now I'm going to start thinking, is the doctor awake? You know, if you have your colleague.
But it's nice. It's good knowledge to have, because now you have a choice to say, oh, excuse me. But you know what, 10:30 to 10:30.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, and
I can do that.
So, well, I guess. I mean, why? And you have to explain. The most important thing here is that if a person neglects their energy clock, they open themselves up to a shortened lifespan, disease, and immense pain. Because the body is off. If your pain receptors are weak, your pain, your brain is sending the signals all over the place. And that's where you get things like fibromyalgia, where you get this nerve confusion, basically, because you're not following anything. And if I looked at my life in the last little bit here where they diagnosed me with that kind of stuff and I had to deal with it now, I'm not really good with my time.
Now, in this modern world, we're all, that's all messed up for everybody. You know, we're all fast, we're all in the microwave, so we know, we'll make it quick. 30 years, 35 years, we worked at American, how many months do we have to do shifts? Every 3 months, every soul of mine. Our bodies were going through it for 35 years doing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you aren't going to be able to get that support, your life priorities, which is what I mean for me. When it was summertime, I wanted to work nights so I could be with my kids. So, you know, it was just like, and so it took, that's why it took a couple of weeks.
In law enforcement, that's what they did to us. And it was like 2 weeks on first, 2 weeks on third,
yeah,
2 weeks
yeah.
on second, then 2 months on first. Then two,
and
I mean, you were
it
all
it
over
really
the
takes your body at least 14 days to get used to this.
So what would happen is just as we would get used to it, they'd be like, all right, Ortiz, you're going to go to the ship.
And, you know, eating habits, like you said, I mean, working 30 years, having a 30-minute lunch, I'm still the fastest eater usually when I did with people. And even though now I'm retired, I mean, how do you get rid of that?
Let me tell you, going to lunch with these two is ridiculous. Because I am slow, and I like to talk, and, you know, enjoy it. Like, to me, it's not an everyday kind of, I want to really savor the moment.
But I still talk, you know.
You talk, but she did so. Like,
I try not to. I'm trying.
Are you going to finish? We have things to do today.
No, no things.
Not done yet.
Be there and relax.
But it does show that how modern life can really train us in a negative way sometimes. We always do the best we can with the situations that we have. If you look at shows like The Waltons, I remember they would always go to sleep at a certain time. Why? Because there wasn't anything else to do, man.
Wow.
And now, you can watch Netflix anytime you want, even though on them right now. And you can watch, you have access to everything right now. At any time, you have access to any kind of food, really, that you want at any time.
You get into those bad habits.
But you can, the good thing is you can, spend, like you said, within a couple of weeks, your body. Within 48 hours, or within several weeks, I'm in it.
And you know that any habit, any bad habit or good habit,
is the truth. And the days, like my mother-in-law said, the days are going to come and go no matter what.
Yeah.
So you might as well just pick what you're going to do. And who cares if it's whatever, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks out. You're going to get there anyway. Might as well plan to come on your way. One of the major diseases that is directly affected seeing of one's clock is cancer and tumor growth. They did a study, several studies, and it was 12 pages long with references, so I didn't give it to you to print. But it was talking about tumor suppression and the fact that if you don't have your sleep cycles down and you're not following what your energy clock says, even when you're sick, even when you feel really bad, your tumor will grow exponentially. You'll come back and find that tumor has doubled and you don't know how. And it's because you haven't taken the time to stay on time with what your body needs. So this study had a test group of over 100 people that they did whatever it is that they do. Their schedule varied. And they had, in the group of 100, they had people that had passed away because the tumor growth was so strong, so quick. And then with the other 100, the tumors either stayed exactly the way they were or they shrunk without any extra medication than they were already taking. So nothing that was meant to shrink a tumor.
And you know, with that said, I believe that if
if you get into the Word of God, if you get into the Bible. The Bible will show you and will to, you know, by praying and knowing that, and especially if you're sick, you know that, but at the same time, you need to take care of yourself and learn. I think these are so learning tools that, you know, realize we do have an energy cost.
I was really interested to see at certain times, and not just one source that was telling me this. There were hundreds, and they were all saying the same thing. I mean, this is work. This is material from John Hopkins. I mean, this is material from you know, our Anderson Cancer Center that we just met by. We're on our way to go.
And with that said, we're not medical doctors.
No.
Please go see your doctor. Don't change anything because, you know, we're saying anything. But
no,
this
no.
is public record. This is public record, and it's from the studies that we get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something to make you think, and it kind of correlated some things in my mind for me. I went, oh, well,
so
that's why that is.
Today's discussion, guys, is the importance of developing, maintaining, and controlling your own health cycle. You can finally be in charge of your family.
So are we ready to start this? It starts at 6 a.m. and then ends at 6 a.m. So we go all the way around.
Let's go.
At 6 a.m., your melatonin secretion begins to slow down, and your cortisol levels begin to rise.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's starting to wake you up. That's your sharpest blood pressure rise of the day because you're waking up. 7:30, your insulin secretion begins with the first meal of the day. It should be around 7.
They say that once you wake up in the morning, within 30 minutes to an hour, you should eat something. I mean, it doesn't have to be something huge. It just has to be something. And by that time, you should have already drank a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. At 7:30, your melatonin secretion stops completely. So, for those people that are like me, that kind of go and try to put themselves back to bed, so I'm not on your side.
To say something like that, I have tried to do this to go back, and my body begins to hurt. And it will hurt, and I'm like, it does not want me to go back to sleep. So I'm like, you know, not to get up. I tell Jack, I said, you can't sleep in. Because my body is going to be like, what are you doing?
It sounds you're going against your...
No, this makes sense. I understand why.
And it makes sense, too, because, again, you work for so many years, starting in the morning so early, so your body is used to just going.
Yeah. Right now, at 7:30, early morning workouts are a great activity. That's the time that they've suggested. There's two times in the day for people that work out in the morning or at night. There are two times in the day that your body responds well to working out.
Two times in the day, so that's in the morning
or the evening. We'll get there.
We'll get there, but it usually starts. I mean, the early morning rises that can do it at this time,
mm-hmm.
that would be great. And if you can't, then...
You know, I want to say something real quick on that.
Mm-hmm.
The first meal of the day, what I've been doing, and to my coach, is having a shake every morning. And I drink it. And it's kind of made with water, so it's like kind of water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's helped me. I know I'm
And you want to drink the water in the morning because you've been asleep at night, so your body is depleted of water. So you want, when you drink the water, your organs start to hydrate. So that's what's important to drink the water. So that's the water when you
At 8 a.m., your sunlight response is at its greatest. So that is the best time to go for afternoon sleep.
And I have to say something funny, but my little fudge. He loves to get in the outside and just sit in the sun when it's early in the morning. And I never realized, but you know, maybe even dogs have
this
it.
This is okay.
Oh,
let me. That's a good point to make. This is the mammalian cicadic rhythm, which means that anything that's considered a mammal follows.
He
so
loves
that does include it.
We need our vitamin D.
Yes. Oh, I like the next one, Mia.
So, 9 a.m. 9 a.m.
We have fun, guys. We have fun. Hi, Mommy.
9 a.m. is elevated testosterone. So can we skip morning sex, anyone? This is the best time to engage in intimate relations for fertility. Your sperm and egg are at their healthiest.
Yes.
If you are not seeking fertility,
wait at
it's
night.
Just good to do it. So now's the best time. And testosterone, it means that everything is going to be at its optimal firmness and peak of enjoyment. Quality of the sex is good as well.
Well, and let me just add something else to that. I mean, I have friends that have been looking to have a baby and can't or haven't or whatever. That's just enough, you know. Try it in the morning. The best time for the mother's being a little bit fertilized.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best. At 10 a.m., it's following your 9 a.m. Your 10 a.m. high alertness level for the day is your highest. That's when you are the most alert. That's when you should schedule your doctor's appointment. That's when you should do any of those projects that really, when you go to work, that they really are detail-oriented. Time to do it. It's the perfect time to start your task. Because you're going to come back to it later, let's be honest. You're going to come back later. But if you started on the right foot and done everything, you know, detailed, in the beginning, you can always come back and pick it up, and you have a really good guideline. It's, like I said, best time for doctor appointments. Anything that requires detail orientation. Let's see. Noon to 2:30 p.m. That's your best coordination. Now is the time to do those projects that require setting in. That's your scrapbook.
Perfect. Every time anybody can come over to the scrapbook game.
On our door, she says, say, do not disturb. Go to the
creating. Between 1 and 3:30. That's your fastest reaction time. So that's why we're talking about how you want doctors to do the surgery. Let's say they nick something, you know, and they need to react quickly. That's the best time. Doctors are at their height of what they of their alertness and their coordination because and their reaction times because it's naturally derived.
And that between 10 and 3:30.
Yes. So with that whole big block of time. So where are we now? Between I'll do a little in between here. Between 4 and 6 p.m. is your peak lipid level, which I'll come back to in a second. And it's at that time it's time to decrease your caffeine intake. And at 5 p.m. that's your greatest cardiovascular efficiency during lipid level.
Between 5 and 6.
So, you might want to ask, why do lipid levels matter? What are lipids? What is that? That is for your health, for the health of your coronary arteries. And we say, correct. That is lipid levels. One of the major factors.
And this is where the important and the perfect time to start using your essential oils and supplements to combat. And we're going to go back into the essential oils, how do we start our day, and what do we do through the day so that we can have that energy clock.
We're almost done with the clock here, going over this, and then we'll go right back and put in where the oils go. And again, listen, enjoy the show, and look for the notes on the wellness page. I don't want you scribbling like, you know, if it's a point that you like, do it. But
those on blog radio, just go back.
That's right. Again and again.
Did you mention this?
Nope. Right there. Lipids are needed to protect and insulate your body. They keep your internal body temperature regular. There's a layer of fat just beneath the skin that's made from lipids. No, it's the good fat, guys. It's not the bad fat. Similarly, there's a layer of fat around your vital organs, and that keeps them protected from injury. And that's what lipids are. That's what it's so important. 6:30 p.m., we're almost there. That's your highest blood pressure level of the day, naturally. So, because you've just come off of your highest cardiovascular, it makes sense. Your blood pressure is going to be a little higher that day. Not high as in dangerous negative levels, just high in the normal range. So, that's why they tell you to take your blood pressure medicine at the same time. So 6 to 7:30 p.m. begin dimming the lights around your house. That's something I didn't think about.
Yeah,
I thought about it in my room, but I didn't think about my house.
Because we've done that in our bedroom.
Yeah, not around the house.
And you know what was so funny? I try my best to rest and sleep. Just to be sitting down.
You want at least an hour to
unwind.
You're starting to tell your body, okay, it's fine. We're gonna relax. I'm telling you, you need to relax because your body's on high alert most of the time.
That's why we want to be.
Yeah.
You're gonna fall asleep.
Yeah. At 7 p.m., that's your highest body temperature. That's important to know because think about it. All day long, you've been going, going, going. What do we normally associate high body temperature with? Kind of like your mind, you're like a fever, right? Like having a fever. What does a fever do? We all know a fever kills bacteria and things like that. This is your highest body temperature of the day. Purpose. So unwanted bacteria that you've acquired during the day. So that's why an elevated body temperature triggers cellular mechanisms that ensure the immune system takes appropriate action against offending viruses or bacteria. I mean, this is why, this is something important to look at when you're thinking and talking about COVID and talking about, influenza or anything like that. Your body needs to have some exposure to have this response. You see, this is a response to unwanted bacteria that you've acquired or virus that you've acquired.
So are you saying that we should take the temperature on?
I think we should start diffusing on guard constantly.
Well, definitely. I mean, definitely. But,
the idea, first off, is you cannot hold yourself up in a room and expect that your immune system is going to be perfect because you've not exposed yourself to anything. Mm-hmm. Now, and your body has, I'm telling you that your body has mechanisms set in place to handle that. So fear is not something that you should walk around with. You should be proud that your creator has made your body a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is where your body has the ability to protect your viruses, so, it's good.
And it's going to do it every day. It's a check and balance single day. Your body does.
With that said, I'm going to come back with the, because you mentioned fear. In 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and love, and a sound mind." We have an audience.
We have
2 Timothy.
Sound mind, that's what you're doing right now.
Yes.
You're helping your mind to be sound because you're sound means that you're educating yourself.
2 Timothy 1:7, porque no nos ha dado Dios espíritu de cobardía, sino de poder, de amor, y de dominio.
Let's see, 7:30, reduce your technology use and limit it to only essential usage.
That's hard.
That's really hard.
That is hard. Because that's the time you sit down,
and
start unwinding.
In our house is Star Trek. Every time you can think of that.
And that might be essential to that.
Yes.
To have it. But he doesn't need to be looking at his phone while he's watching the
movie.
So you do have to, you one or the other. You got to limit it. It doesn't say cut it out. It says reduce. Pick one. 8 p.m., your neutrophil levels are at their peak. Now, what are those, you might ask? They're a type of white blood cell that helps heal damaged tissue and resolve infection. So, follow me here. At 7 p.m., your body temperature went up to manage and kill offending viruses and bacteria. Then at 8 p.m., your body is helping you rebuild.
But you're feeding yourself dinner within that time.
I don't know why you're so focused on that. It's nowhere in the box. Of course, you're going to eat people. But
I should eat less. I'm sorry.
This is really, really an important point here. Within an hour, your body is rebuilding itself to manage for the day. Oh, I'm so sick. It's going to be like a week before. I've been already a little victim. It's going to be about an hour. So realistically, go put yourself by yourself and deal with how you feel, because that's a feeling that you're confronting. That might take a little while to deal with, but your body is on point. You just stop worrying. So neutrophil blood levels increase naturally in response to infections, injuries, or other types of stress. They're important because, unlike some of the other white blood cells, they aren't limited to a specific area of circulation. They can move freely through the walls of veins and into tissues of your body to immediately attack all animals. It's really cool to know those, because most white blood cells, they go to a spot and they stay at that spot. They can't go through the vein walls into certain organs, but these can.
I need to recap that. It's a type of white cells that help heal damaged tissues and resolve the infection.
Now, there is some connection. Some studies say that the blue light that our phones give off inhibit neutrophil levels.
Oh.
So you could be, if you don't reduce, you could effectively be neutralizing some of those and not allowing them to work as well as they do. They may decrease in response to severe or chronic infections. Neutrophils are affected by chronic and severe infections, illnesses, certain drug treatments, which we're talking about chemotherapy, those inhibit neutrophils. So that's when they tell you that chemotherapy wipes your system. It's like bleaching your system. It's good and bad. This neutrophils are good, but because of the treatment, it puts them off the side. So that's something you've got to consider. But you do whatever it is to maintain your body. At 9 p.m., your melatonin begins to release. So it's about time to get sleepy. By 10 p.m., it's fully released. The amount that you're going to have throughout the night is already in your body. So at 10 p.m., you're fighting yourself. You should be fine.
Yeah, that's why they say the best sleep is between 10 and 2.
Yeah. The average amount of time it takes for melatonin to completely release is 30 minutes.
Is that why sometimes I'm going to the living room
and
I'm your dad, and he's not, and he's like,
that melatonin is
going to
release.
Oh, now I can go in there and say, Jackal, the melatonin has just kicked in. Too bad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm so sorry. But now you know why.
No, because I'm a loving place. Well,
I mean, I don't, Samantha puts his head on the bed and
he's
asleep. I mean, it doesn't even take 5 seconds, he's out.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous.
Yeah,
it takes me. Yeah. I love it. I told him this morning, I said, you're going to be you sleep. I mean, he will lay down on that bed and he will sleep all night long. Let me tell you why.
At midnight, the restorative sleep begins.
There are like stages.
At 10 p.m., you're really, really ready to go to bed. You need to go to bed. Okay? And you're going to feel comfortable. That's when your body starts to get warm. And
you should
feel Now, by midnight, I'm trying to keep it from telling you stupid stuff. I'm trying. Not working. By midnight, your restorative sleep begins. Restorative is exactly what it sounds like. Restoring your body to its to a clean slate. Midnight, 4 a.m., your deep sleep begins, and that's when peak lymphocyte levels start. Let's see what a lymphocyte is. It's a type of white blood cell that is a part of the immune system. There are two main types of lymphocytes, B cells and T cells. This is B cells. The B cells produce antibodies that are used to attack invading bacteria, virus, and toxins. So, let's break that down for you. Your body is making backup resources, okay? At this point, it already knows what you experienced from the day before. So it's like, okay, this is consistently what she gets. Well, I'm going to make sure that she has enough to handle this. And your body starts pumping that out. And it's in reserve to be released throughout the day. That's why midnight to 4 a.m., man, leave me alone. What did you get my sleep? So that this can happen.
I'm not asleep. But Jack is, and And I'm just sitting there watching it.
Now, I will tell you this. This happens. The lymphocyte levels happen whether you are in deep sleep, restorative sleep, or light sleep. The time of night. I have to do something with the time that you've been resting.
So light sleeping, even if like you go to get up, go to the bathroom, and come right back in.
That's fine, yeah. It's like a organ functions don't inhibit the body. So you gotta go, your body's still gonna produce it. Now if you're gonna go pick up your phone, sit on the toilet for half an hour, watch Facebook, read whatever, you're going to interrupt this cycle. So 4:30 AM, that's AM, excuse me. That's your lowest body temperature. Now, this is important for thermal regulation. Thermal regulation is amazing. Yeah, it's where the human body begins cooling itself down for sleep in the evening. Thermal regulation is a process that allows your body to maintain its core internal temperature. All thermal regulation mechanisms are designed to return your body to homeostasis. That's what this all is, to returning you to your body. This is a state of equilibrium. A healthy internal body temperature falls within a very narrow window, and your body keeps that narrow window out. Absolutely amazing. All on its own, without any guidelines, it does it from the moment that you are conceived and those cells build up. That's why your body really does care for its organs. Function. So 4 to 6 a.m. Here we go. REM sleep cycle. You only get it for a couple hours.
4 to 6.
Your REM sleep is important to your sleep cycle because it stimulates the areas of your brain that are essential in learning and making or retaining memories. So let me explain to you. Between 4 to 6, that's it, because that's all you need. That's all you need. So between 4 and 6, over those 2 hours, retaining and making memories, learning. What it's doing is taking what you went through during the day before.
Oh my God.
And it's categorizing everything at that time. Your assistant is filing your memories.
Wow. I love it.
And that is the time where you dream.
Yes. That's why you dream.
And I, you know, I dreamt last night living. And I still remember the dream and I'm like, oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah.
So,
for those 2 hours.
It's really cool.
Is that all you need? And actually, a dream lesson.
Yeah, and here you are thinking it's like hours and hours and
hours. I want to get out of this dream. It's taking so long.
So, what's the difference between, this is important, and I just gave it for us all this information because I thought, you know, you'd read it and it's going to be cool. But I'll summarize really quick. The difference between REM and non-REM sleep. As you sleep at night, you cycle through periods of REM and non-REM sleep. Non-REM sleep occurs in 3 stages. Phase 1 is as you drift off to sleep, you enter phase 1 of non-REM, you relax. You may stir or awake easily for about 5 to 10 minutes. Phase 2 prepares your body for deep sleep. Your heart rate and body temperature slower, you begin to sleep lightly. Phase 3 is where you will not be easily woken up as your body works to repair tissue and bone and strengthen your immune system. At this period, you experience some sleep paralysis. We all do. Your body needs to shut down the non-essential. Your legs and your arms, they're not supposed to move. So,
if they're doing something, they're not sleeping.
That way. But they're not supposed to be doing anything, so your body puts them on hold. Your body puts your neck on hold. Your head doesn't move up. The only thing that's still functioning is your throat. Yep. And I mean, here's important in a lot of the studies that were done at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. A study derived rats of REM sleep significantly shortened their lifespan 3 years to 5 weeks. Rats deprived of all sleep cycles
lived only 3 weeks. So they kept them up.
I mean, that's kind
of... I didn't do it. The importance of REM sleep in particular is attributed to the fact that during this phase of sleep, your brain exercises important neural connections, which are key to mental and overall well-being. At this point, your electricity is firing in your brain. And those dendrites, those ones that they sit and they communicate with each other through electricity, it sloughs off all of the crap that it's going to produce during the day. It makes it clean, it's fresh.
Oh my goodness, I just love my body, y'all. I'm falling in love with my body.
What is it? She loves
it. I love it. And that's an
experience. So, now, let's go into, this is really, so this is a short section. I'll do it real quick, and then it's on to you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I speak about how important it is? Cancer relation, tumor suppression. I did that already.
Mm-hmm.
So now it is time to talk about oil.
Amen. I love the oil and what they do.
Like I looked at some things, 10 a.m. adapted. It's great. I mean, it's really good. Because it kicks into all three of those parts, the alertness and the coordination and the response.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one to have on your hazard use. So basically, you should be using it.
Now, adaptive is a blend. Not a pure oil, but it's a butter oil certified to be pure.
It's not a singular oil.
Yes, but the combination of adaptive is just incredible. And I love to mention the oils because it has wild orange, lavender, copaiba, spearmint, magnolia, rosemary, neroli, and sweet, which... all those oils are just amazing any time of time. But, and you can use it even at night for relaxation.
Yeah.
And it has so many things in the water.
So, let's go back. Let's start from the beginning here at 6 a.m.
Well, I don't wake up. When I get up in the morning, around that time, I am diffusing. Usually, like right now, because I'm feeling this. My body's moving extra. I'm going to be using On Guard and Serenity. I have to do that starts actually like. But I start my morning not as.
No.
I wake up, my diffuser has gone all night.
Right. Yeah.
With the Serenity and On Guard and sometimes Cedar Wood and sometimes. Lavender.
Yeah.
It just depends. Yeah.
Body.
But in the morning when I get up, my to-go oil is and balance, which is to me so important because I and you see a video. There's a video on our website, on the Terra website, where you see the cells are all together, and then as soon as you put that balance, it's just amazing how they just flow and they get. It's what it does, balance. Balances your body. And the balance is a blend. And it has spruce oil, hogwood oil, frankincense, blue chancel, blue chamomile. And gorgeous. And they help with stress, anxiety. It's just a great oil to start. And that's one of our ones that we start when we do our energy.
With you and with that person and ourselves too, to make sure that we're distributing what we're supposed to do with this oil.
Another thing that I start with every morning is copaiba. I know that helps with muscles, pain,
and it's in the blend of that.
I love it.
Well, I kind of, my routine in the morning is that, like I said, like, I drink water. I do have to have a cup of coffee in the morning. And then I go and do our shakes in the morning. Our LLB, which is the lifelong vitality. And I put that sometimes with the swimming fast shake. And I'm in note. And that's the way I start my
my diffusers in the morning, I put any type of superstition, any of the superstition. And actually, I still have some of the holiday blend. I love those holiday blends.
And you do that in the morning? With the citrus blend? That makes sense because citrus blends make it easier for your body to absorb sunlight, the things that come from sunlight. So that makes perfect sense because sunlight is what, 8 a.m.? So
there you go.
I think I don't know why, but
it's Spanish, my son's favorite oil. Spearmint and eucalyptus.
Yes.
It functions as an anti-anxiety and anti-stress. And with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, every single one of us is experiencing some level of depression, some level of anxiety, even if it's minute. And so, right in and in the experiment right now. And you have three people in the house, three different personalities, three different events that happen through the day.
So that's why sometimes it's good to diffuse adaptive food, which keeps the calm at home. On Guard is the other oil that I'm always using. Especially since sometimes when you want anything.
So, let's see. We've already talked. We've had a whole show that has talked about men's fertility and health and all that. So see that one for your 9 a.m. elevated testosterone and what oils will help that.
Right.
Well, we could use ylang ylang.
You might as well. I mean, while you're doing your face stuff with your ylang ylang, just help him ylang ylang.
Oh, another oil that is great is for your skin. Talking about skin, is Yarrowpalm. I'm doing my own skincare with we have a lotion that has no scent, and I do a little bit of that for the drop. Of Yarrowpalm, which is an amazing one. And actually, I do. These oils are so pure that you can take them internally. So I do a little shot. This is in the afternoon. I do a little shot of water, and I put Yarrowpalm, pink pepper, and
she mentioned working out. Some people are working out from home instead of going to the gym. And I've just got a couple of recipes on home gym that you can give boost, like for stretching, believe it or not, 2 drops of Tasman, Margarin, and birch. Birch is good for stretching, for diffusing, and then also if you're doing some of those, and all that stuff that people are doing, you're actually climbing and stuff. You can do peppermint, eucalyptus, blue tansy, lemongrass, and ginger leaves. And just throw a drop or two, because as we've always said on the show, less is better. Sometimes you think you can just do more, but you don't. The fall is coming, we've got some, that if you want to have that Thanksgiving kind of thing, that's in the bed, you can do 3 drops of wild orange, 2 drops of cell, a drop of calendar, ginger, and a drop of clove. Just giving you some ideas.
And they smell delicious.
Yeah,
they
just
smell. But going back to the exercise one, we have Deep Blue, which Deep Blue is one of my to-go oils. And I just moved. I'm in a new house, guys, so my address changed. You want to know my address? In Buckley. But Deep Blue is great to put on your knees, or your feet. Wherever you're going to put stress when you're doing exercise. And you put just a little bit of that Deep Blue lotion on your knees, on your feet, wherever you're going to do your exercise. Everybody does different exercises. And then you do a little bit after you take your shower. And you put a little bit back on those knees, ankles, wherever it was, your shoulders. Oh, my gosh. It's a soothing blend that will change your life. It has mine. And that's why I use the papaya, the Deep Blue, all of those things. But the Deep Blue works so effectively because of the ingredients it has.
It has wintergreen, camphor, peppermint, ylang ylang, helix crystal, blue tansy, blue camphor,
and you know, these oils are all combined. All of them are effective for what they are to do in our body. I mean, this is scientific stuff.
They're all in the same category.
Yeah, we researched, and we looked at the therapies together. They really do a lot in the
spend a lot of time and money making sure that what they put out is going to be beneficial to
you. You know, I just thought of something. I mean, doTERRA has now clinics.
Yes.
Clinics out there to help. I mean, you go instead of going to a regular doctor, you're going to a regular doctor. They're going to a regular doctor, but they actually know about the oils. They're knowledgeable about it. I mean, if you need if you have an ear infection or something, they're going to give you your antibiotics, but they can give you options on other things as well. And that, to me, is very important. It's just amazing how all of this is getting to be known more and more, and that's why so many people are using essential oils. Now, essential oils are different. You know, you can go to Walmart and buy essential oils, but you're getting
fillers.
Yes. And you can be confident that the doTERRA oils, I mean, you can eat them. You can eat it. And I give them to my grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
I give them to my grandbabies internally. Believe me, they're safe to take.
I mean, you know, they have, what they're talking about is this idea of cooperative medicine. Okay, so you have an MD or a DO. You have a traditional doctor, okay, that works in these health clinics alongside homeopathic medicine practitioners, and they get together, and more is always better for as far as doctors are concerned when they combine their knowledge together to try to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they'll say, like, for example, for your ear infection, they will give you an antibiotic for it, but they'll also give you tea tree oil and copaiba, you know, to soothe that area, any other bacteria or infection.
With that said, I just like the fact that you have choice.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have to keep putting antibiotics into your body that stay in your body forever, and it's like depleting all the other stuff. Because eventually your body gets immune to this. So it's a disadvantage. And so I'm glad that they're giving people the choices. You know, it's like, for me, I'm going to go with a natural. It may take a little bit longer.
Maybe
get the results. I doubt it. I think that the natural gives you the quicker response.
For example, I got a new kitten. I like cats.
Yeah, she does.
And dogs. Mm-hmm. I got a new kitten. Really cheap. His name is Logan. He reminds me of the Wolverine. He's got all these claws, man. Well, the claws got me. And so I had a cut on my index finger. And it was throbbing. And if you've ever had a cat scratch, you know they throb, they hurt. And they introduced us to the helix and the roller roll. And I put that on there, and within 5 minutes, the throbbing had stopped, the redness was gone, and here it is, just 2 days later, and it completely healed. And it was, I know y'all can't really see it, but it's completely healed, it's completely stuck together.
Well, and if you have somebody that is running into, you put that helix system.
Oh my God,
yeah,
it works.
Your nose, that clear and clear, and then it becomes like this, it's going away right away.
Yeah.
Right away. Mm-hmm. But guys, I mean, we're in the spa. We're doing aroma touches. We introduce 8 oils in your body. In your back and your feet, and it's just such a relaxing time. I enjoy that. Call us by appointment, leave us a message, whatever.
If you have any ideas for shows because you have an interest in something that maybe we haven't covered, send us a message. You can give us a call. Those on Blog Radio can send us a message as well. And you can always call in live when you're on Blog Radio at 646. 668-2247. We would love to hear your voice. So that is the show, Lee.
I wanted to just mention too, because I was reading and I was looking for for things to come in at night. Mm, you know, yeah. We always diffuse serenity, lavender, cedar wood. But I was looking at vetiver.
Yeah.
Vetiver is a good oil to use at night as well, which I thought was really good.
You know, we're talking a lot about vetiver, and I think it gets overlooked because it's an old. I mean, like it's with like myrrh and stuff like that.
Right,
like people don't think about myrrh very often and what it can do. These oils we're talking about, they're relatively inexpensive. I mean, you know, you could do a whole lot with a $15 bottle of lemon oil. Lemon. You really can, or wild orange. So start somewhere. We implore you to start somewhere with your health. It'll get easier along the way. And you'll be really, really grateful.
Yeah, appreciate that. We have the page on Facebook. You can go into our
Wellness Show page. You will see our lovely videos.
I'm
really ladies up there, guys.
We will respond. We become better. We are dedicated to I want to give a couple of scriptures. I always like to, we started with John 15:5, where it says, without him, we can do nothing. And I was sharing with Blanca, and we already know this. You know, when I go before the Lord, I go up to trial. And I ask him questions. I'm not going to get theological. I love that, because we are supposed to learn of God. That's all that is. Study of God. And there are times when I ask God, and he says, well, I'm telling you, what part of nothing do you not understand? I want to be a part of everything in your life. This is the kind of God that we serve. We serve a God that's a personal God that wants a relationship with you. You know, in James 4:8, it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And I always think about it as when we have children. You love all your children, but there's always one or two of them that always are drawing, like, closer to you. They're always with you in the kitchen, or they're always with you when you're sitting down. They just can't get enough of you. Well, that's the way the relationship with the Lord is, you know? That you have these relationships with him, and he just continues to manifest himself through his word, through his outside. I mean, my gosh. Coming in today, I was enthused. I was ready to just eject from my vehicle because I've been blessed by God with a man that loves music. And he put CDs together for me, and every song ministers to me. And I'm telling you, I was enthused with that song, the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses. It's the blood of Jesus that allows us to do the things that we need to go and do for us. He paid it all. He paid it all. And if you would just seek his word, seek the Holy Spirit to lead you, guide you, direct you, he's your paraclete. He goes alongside of you. He's never going to leave you. You know, I'm reading about, I know this sounds crazy, but about, we're all given an appointed time to be with God. You know? So why are you wasting your time with things that are insignificant? Find out what God is about, and you will know who he is and what your purpose is. Everybody's about to get to your purpose. And you know what? If you get into this love letter, you will know what your purpose is. You will be set free. You will know without a shadow of doubt that he loves you more than any human being on this planet. So when you're about that and you realize that, you get so energized. There's nothing that you can't do.
And it comes back to that energy. It really does.
It really does.
It really does. It'll show you how to take care of him, how to he has peace.
He's the peace. He's it.
You
have to draw on him.
Yeah. He's not a God of chaos. He's a God of order. And so you see that all throughout. And you start looking into your health. You see things like this, that he's put together every single thing. He really does know every hair on your head, and really does care. And you see that every day when you have things like this that are brought to our attention, like, hey, we
look, I did this and I did it for you.
You know, I was just thinking of how people right now, especially in the news, the TV, which is like, oh, people are depression. Well, here's how you get out of it. This is how you get out of it.
And the oil will do what they're supposed to do. But spiritually, it's the Lord. It's the Word of God, and you need it. And the more you draw into His Word, the more secrets He will show you, the more things He will show you. I mean, one of the scriptures that He gave me was Jeremiah 33:3, and I'm trying to find it here.
The oils do their job because, again, they are created. God created them for us. It's another tool. He knew that we would need tools to focus ourselves on His Word and the things He has for us. So He knows that we are that we're fallen creatures. He knows that we don't have the answers to everything, and we need help. And He offers things like.
But He created us for that purpose. That's why He said, "Without me, you can do nothing."
Right?
Why are you trying to do all these things and you can't do them? Why? Because He's not in it. If He's not in it, it's going to end up frustrating you.
You know
what you see? It's just, it's not.
If you look at this clock here, oh my goodness. If you look at this clock here, you'll see that God has set it out for you in the beginning of your day to be able to focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
said Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me." Now He says, "Call unto me, hello, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You see, He'll show you things you don't know. And most of it's going to be how precious you are, and how much you
want to preserve your relationship with Him and with others.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful one.
So you want to branch out?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for waking us up this morning and glorifying you and enjoying you, Father God. Because you are a God that is to be enjoyed. So Lord, right now I just speak to those that have listening ears and those that are here in the future. And I would ask that they would seek you, Father God. That they would draw unto you, Father God. And you will draw near unto them. If they will call upon you on the day of today, Father, the beginning, Father. Remember, Father God, your word says that you never leave, you never abandon us. And Lord, I thank you and praise you for who you are in the Spirit of God that continues to lead, guide, and direct us throughout the day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you guys.
Bless
thank you for watching and hearing on Blog Radio.